Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee?
That's very, very, very good. Very good. Thank you very much for that introduction. This is the Bee or not the Bee. These are stories that are either fake.
You're easily flattered.
I made the open, so I'm just thanking myself.
You did not make the open.
The Wiggins America open?
You made the Wiggins part, and then I took that and I made the B open.
That was
we asked
very
you
aggressive.
To make the B open.
No, you
open.
Didn't. I know that you didn't because that's Pink Floyd playing under it, and you wouldn't have done that.
That's not Pink Floyd.
Yes, it is. It's from Adam Hart Mother. I made that. Anyway.
The B. Right. The B. Babylon B. Fake news. All of it. Made it.
These fake news. These are stories that are either fake or real, some from the Babylon Bee, some real. I'll read the headline. You got to tell me whether they are real or fake. Here's the first one. Bill Nye's Presidential Medal of Freedom revoked after old hate speech comes to light.
Believable. Real?
He just got this, remember? This Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Real? It wouldn't be revoked.
I think it's real.
It would be bigger news if it was revoked. I'm going the B.
You are correct. This is the B. I'll read it and you'll know why. Investigators unearthed an old hate speech in which the famous science guy claimed that a person's gender was determined by their chromosomes.
No, that's
there
not the science.
There's an actual video of him on his show doing that. Bill's speech.
So the speech is real.
Yes.
But if it weren't Nye saying it, it would be hate speech.
Yes.
I got it. That's funny.
Yes. Bill's speech is not only hateful, but also profoundly unscientific. May he turn from his bigoted ways to the true path of science, said Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre. Did I say Sean?
You did.
Yeah, let's KSP.
In addition to losing his Presidential Medal of Freedom, Nye has been stripped of the title The Science Guy. Which will, along with his Medal of Freedom, be awarded to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. A little twist at the end there.
That's right. The most realistic part, probably.
Next one. Trump announces plan to rename the moon Space America.
That's the B.
This is the B. Quote,
it's totally possible he would put that out there, though.
Yeah.
Completely, because it would make all the right people lose their ever-loving
minds.
It's
so true. It'll be just like America, but in space, Trump told reporters.
Can you hear Joy Behar being like, did you hear he wants to rename the moon now? Like, everybody's just laughing at
you. I could see her doing that based on this story from the Babylon Bee.
Let's make it happen.
It's going to be a big, beautiful extension of our amazing country. They all said we couldn't do it, but I told them no. It's going to be called Space America because we're the ones who landed on it first. Believe me, Putin was very jealous, very upset. But that's what happens when you lose the space race. Very sad, poor little losers. Should have tried harder during the Cold War.
These are the kind of things that we need to start plugging into Trump AI, and we need to start hearing him say these things.
This also says at publishing time, Bucky's, McDonald's, and Starbucks had all announced plans to open locations on Space America.
Did you say Walgreens?
No, Bucky's, McDonald's, and Starbucks.
Oh, I was going to say, if it's Walgreens, there'd be a CVS coming right around the literal corner.
Yep, on the dark side.
Yeah.
Next one.
Is everything about Pink Floyd with you?
Today it is.
Those are the only two things I know about the Pink Floyd.
Build the wall.
Oh, I know that too.
Thank you.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, you already knew that. You don't need no education. Washington Post drops
democracy. That sounds like another one, but I'm not 100% sure.
Don't worry.
Real.
Washington Post drops democracy dies in darkness motto for exciting new phrase.
Oh, boy.
Riveting storytelling for all Americans.
Beep, beep, beep,
jeez. Real.
I'm going to say real as well.
This is real.
Oh, crap.
Andy's struggling.
Say it again. Oh, I'm struggling every day.
Washington Post has dropped. I'll just read the story. The democracy dies in darkness shtick began in 2017 as a not-so-subtle dig at President Trump.
I didn't know that that was a 2017 thing. I thought that was like the what is the Wall Street Journal is like the, or maybe it's New York Times, something's like the paper of record. What is their slogan? I thought these are things that were like as old as time. Democracy dies in darkness is just a Trump thing?
It just started in 2017.
He's so powerful.
It was a shot at Trump.
And he's back and they changed it to what? And
they changed it to riveting storytelling for all Americans.
Well, it's very compelling.
Yep, this comes after Washington Post parted ways with Taylor Lorenz and Jennifer Rubin.
For all Americans, who owns the Washington Post?
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Who's going to the inauguration?
Jeff Bezos.
Cheers.
He donated to the inauguration.
I guess democracy
did rose. He really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that.
Yes, he did. I think it was $1 million.
Boy.
Like there is a meme.
Like a hundredth Elon of Musk, his total owning.
I just retweeted this. Pocket I just change. Reposted this since I'm telling a story about Elon Musk yesterday. But Elon Musk tweeted out a picture of a meme of the Step Brothers. Did we just become best friends?
With
I saw that
about
too.
Bezos.
Was it an older picture of them too? Is that the one?
It was just the meme.
It was the like a GIF.
Did we just become best friends from Step Brothers?
Bezos.
And he was like,
when he tagged Bezos,
completely talking about the Elon Musk Bezos. Relationship.
Because there's an old picture that was going around too of Bezos and Elon Musk from who knows the late 90s.
Yeah. What? Strange bedfellows.
Yeah.
The
all right.
He dies in darkness.
Joe Biden. Isn't that funny?
Ooh,
that
if that's
real?
Available, should we use it?
Yeah, we should just go ahead and grab
the
that.
The Annie Fry Show. Democracy dies in darkness. Or something.
The liners are being written right now.
Please do.
Joe Biden sets presidential record by commuting another 2,500 prison sentences.
Real?
Real.
I'm going to go with the B.
This is real. In his continuous effort to destroy the country as much as possible on his way out the door, Biden has released another 2,500 drug addicts and drug dealers onto America's streets. This part is from Not the Bee. This is from CNN. The clemency decision will benefit federal prisoners convicted of just crack cocaine-related crimes. So that's the focus here. Who've been serving disproportionately long sentences compared to those convicted of powder cocaine offenses, reflecting changes in the law aimed at reducing racial disparities.
So this totally has to do with like war, like a some sort of like clapback at the war on drugs, right?
It's all based on how you got arrested and what kind of crack.
Exactly, that's what the war on drugs was.
And
well,
apparently
Trump already undid the war on drugs. Those like he. His Second Chance Act or whatever it was pretty dramatic because Clinton is the one who put the three strikes and you're out policy in place, and Trump went hard on that.
I didn't know that you could do 2,500 prison sentences.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah. The next clemency and pardon act is going to be for anybody named George.
That's
just how he's doing
this.
Oh, it's
just
like
so
a blanket.
Broad. Yeah.
The broad nature of the way he's throwing these out there.
Do you think that there is truly, whether it's from his administration or him, do you think there is truly like some like level of like doing this for spite? Or do you think that he actually
I don't think he
believes
knows what
in what he's doing.
I think if his ink is on the paper, it's because
someone's
someone
telling
put
him
it
to sign something.
Yeah.
It's Hunter going, I need a permission slip to go to...
I mean, really? Yeah, it's only related to crack and cocaine. I mean, it's hitting pretty close to home. All right. Firefighters hang crying Jimmy Kimmel from helicopter to drop tears on wildfire.
Real.
the picture might be Photoshopped, but there is a picture.
This is the bee.
It says, yeah, it's the bee. Authorities say Kimmel's tears are the most effective flame suppressant they've ever seen. Quote, I wish we'd thought of this sooner, said one firefighter. It turns out we all had the resources we needed to fight these fires the whole time. Maybe that's why Gavin Newsom didn't store any water in reservoirs. He knew he had Jimmy Kimmel.
Loser.
That's a great one.
I know. The fact that he's known as somebody who cries over politics now.
Jimmy Fallon could completely come out ahead in all of this if he chose to. Jimmy Kimmel is the biggest whiny witch there's ever been. And Seth Meyers just looks like he's about ready to snap.
Oh, man, doesn't he? I don't
and
know
he
what
always
happened.
Has. That's always been his kind of his thing.
When he was on Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, I never really thought he looked angry. He seemed kind of, you know, a little edgy. But now, I can't watch him without thinking, man, what's going to happen here? Are you going to lose it?
They all suck. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, speaking of major developments in the late night Fox News show, has to do with you.
What?
What?
Ryan Wiggins.
Oh, I'm interested now.
1 o'clock hour or 2 o'clock hour?
Immediately.
We'll see. Will Kane next on the Annie Fry Show.